one that has been a long-time broadcast partner with us, David Dolan. And not only has he been a long-time broadcaster with us, he has a long-time experience as a journalist in the Middle East, headquartered there in Jerusalem, but in the other Middle Eastern countries as well. He has lived in southern Lebanon, and he's very well updated with his thinking and understanding of what's happening in that part of the world. Valuable to us here on Prophecy Today. David, thanks for joining us. Let me get to the national emergency that's going on in Israel. Three young men have been kidnapped in the Hebron area. They are religious students in a yeshiva there. The entire nation's upset about it. In fact, it's gone international. There are reports of international leaders around the world concerned about this. This is something else happening, is it not?
Well, Jimmy, it's something that we've been warned about and that has been feared for a long, long time. In fact, of course, it isn't a surprise because the Hamas movement has been openly saying that it would kidnap more Israelis. I say more because, of course, they're the ones that kidnapped the soldier Gilad Shalit back in, I believe it was 2007, soon after they took over the Gaza Strip from the Palestinian Authority. Held him, of course, for many years, just being released early last year. And yet, he was a young man, yet he was serving as a soldier at the time of his abduction. Hamas came across the border, Hamas agents, and kidnapped him, took him back in. But this is three teenage school boys, you know, seminary students, two of them 16 years old, one 19, one a dual American-Israeli citizen, so he has American citizenship as well, his parents from the States, and just at a bus stop waiting to get home after their studies and taken. And again, we've been warned about this for a long time, but it's a brazen assault. One that touches every father or mother just quickly. I mean, if your child is abducted, it's about the worst thing that can happen in this world because you have no idea where they are, how they are. You can't talk to them. You can't, you know, you're not even sure who has them or where exactly they are, although we assume, as you said, that they're in the Hebron area, which is near where they were kidnapped last Thursday, over a week ago. And, yeah, it's a nightmare for parents and, of course, for the Israeli government, a huge challenge, and underlines very, very much the point that Prime Minister Netanyahu made, especially when the State Department announced that it would work with the new Palestinian unity government that includes Hamas, that this is a terrorist organization, that they're only bent on destruction and terror and death. They have no other real long-term agenda but setting up an Islamic state. They echo the movement in Iraq that is taking over Iraq in their theology. They want just one Islamic caliphate throughout the Middle East, as does the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and other groups. And so they're up to no good at all. And the only good news out of this, Jimmy, is the Israeli government is using this as an opportunity to really crack down on Hamas, rearresting over 50 of the men that were freed as a part of the deal that got Gilad Shalit back, actually, ironically. They've rearrested some of those guys and many others, and they're basically taking the opportunity to dismantle Hamas in Judea and Samaria as much as possible while this thing is going on. And so that's the silver lining, but a very dramatic situation, and of course, especially for the parents and the families of these three young guys.
David, I saw one headline that says Israel is determined to crush Hamas. Is that a possibility? Could they really rid all of Israel of the Hamas element?
Well, it would be a very difficult thing to do, to say the least, because, you know, it's not really, we're talking about a movement, okay? Hamas, a movement, the Muslim Brotherhood movement, ISIS or ISIL, whichever you want to call it, to this movement in Iraq that's threatening Baghdad and on and on. But really what this is, Jimmy, is Islamic fundamentalism. These are Quran reading, Quran-thumping, you might say, Muslims who take their faith very seriously. They believe that they have the right path and that everybody in the world will ultimately convert to Islam, as the Quran predicts, that they will rule the world, that Arab Muslims are the chosen people, Islam the final revelation of truth that supersedes Christianity and Judaism. So all the things they're doing are based on deeply held religious convictions. And that's why I said, and you know, Jimmy, I was the first Western journalist to write about Hamas in a book coming out in 1991, a Thomas Nelson publication in those days, Holy War for the Promised Land. And I stated that this group would never be totally crushed, but probably would in fact grow in strength and power, which is of course what happened, simply because they are based on a accurate reading, frankly, of the Quran, an accurate reading of the life of Muhammad and the violence he participated in, etc. So they're not going to fold very easily, but Israel can at the very least curb their immediate power, their power to do immediate damage, further kidnappings, further terror attacks or rocket assaults, that sort of thing. But again, that's just in Judea and Samaria, the world calls the West Bank. That's not in the Gaza Strip, Jimmy, where they are deeply, deeply entrenched, and it would take another major war to even dent them there. And as we saw in the previous campaigns, is all it does is dent them. It doesn't stop them. Again, they have outside help, Iran, the Muslim Brotherhood movement, many wealthy Arabs in Qatar and Kuwait and all these Sunni countries are supporting them, Libya, other places. So they are not about to disappear, and the Israelis are not hoping, well, they're hoping for that, but they're not expecting that. They're just going to try to curb their power as much as possible.
You mentioned just a moment ISIS over there in the situation in Iraq. Let's change the focus just a bit. Is there any possibility that Israel could be affected by what is going on with ISIS and their effort to set up an Islamic Republic, or their own state, over there in Syria and Iraq?
Well, you know, Jimmy, the other name, it's they call it, you know, this Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, but really, in Arabic, their name is the Islamic State in Iraq, and we translate it into English, the Levant. But that is a Western term, but they use an Arabic similar term for it, and what that includes is Israel, the Holy Land, the Gaza Strip, Jordan, and Lebanon, and Syria, and Iraq, the old Babylon, but also even Cyprus was included in the Western version of what the Levant was. The Eastern Mediterranean basically was what it was referring to, including even Egypt. So they're talking about an Islamic State that will include, and that means swallow up and destroy, Israel. The Israelis are aware of that. Of course, they don't have the power to do that at this moment, but working hand in glove with Iran and with these other groups, Hamas and Hezbollah and all these different other groups that hate Israel, we do have the possibility of Israel getting directly involved. And of course, especially if Jordan seems to be falling, and that is believed by many experts to be the next target of this radical group to get rid of the Hashemite kingdom and put in an Islamic fundamentalist government there, that would immediately threaten Israel's vital interests, since they have the longest shared border with Jordan. As you know, Amman is just 35 miles from Jerusalem. It's just next door. So this would not sit with the Israeli government at all, and I think at that point they would get involved militarily. But, of course, the Israelis are hoping that the United States and other Western powers will aid Iraq and will be able to at least halt this group's progress in Iraq at this time and thereby keep them at bay. But we're already waiting to see how far the United States government and President Obama will actually take that.
Well, give me 30 seconds, if you will, in this final question. What about Israel? Are they concerned that it seems like America is cozying up with Iran on this situation?
Well, Jimmy, they've been concerned about almost everything the Obama administration has done over the past few years, so this is just another factor. But they see the logic in one sense, because, of course, you know, my enemy and your enemy is a shared enemy, so we go together. But Iran hates America so much, most Israelis think it would be a real mistake to give them any quarter in this, keep them out of it as far as possible, is what the Israelis are basically saying, and hopefully that will be the advice that the president will act upon.
David Dolan with our Middle East News update, giving us valuable insight into what is happening in the Middle East. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. We appreciate it. Talk again next week.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless.